Arizona Senator Democrat Kyrsten Sinema is the latest Democrat to call out the Biden administration for the Biden border crisis. And basically, she says Dopey Joe is lying about the collapse at the border. Listen to this.
The reality is that this is a crisis. We all know it. And the federal government must do more to address this surge of migrants who are coming to the border with increasing numbers each year. Now, Mike, you probably know this, but we're looking at numbers this year that are the highest numbers of crossings that we've seen in 20 years in Arizona. So we really are seeing how this problem has exacerbated and gotten worse.
It's gotten worse. The worst numbers in 20 years. Actually, some say now the worst numbers ever. And when Kyrsten Sinema joins the chorus of people from the Democrat Party saying, you're not doing your job, where is Kamala Harris? What is the Biden administration doing? Why are they punishing border states and border communities? You know something's going on. Former Congressman John Hostetler of Indiana here. He's the Vice President in Federal Affairs for States Trust. He served in the U.S. House from 1995 until 2007. Congressman, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve.
And
thanks
Kyrsten,
for having me with you again.
Good to have you. Kyrsten Sinema, just the latest Democrat to say, wait a second. You can keep telling us that there's not a crisis. There is a crisis. Kamala Harris has been the border czar for a month and a half. She's never bothered to go to the border, isn't going to go to the border. Apparently, she's going to go deliver cash to Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador instead. It makes no sense to me, but the Democrats have a growing problem because they're going to get thrown out in mass in border states and elsewhere if this doesn't change. And I don't see it changing. What do you see?
Well, it's not only not changing, Steve, it's getting worse, as Senator Sinema suggested. And it's happening at the border, and it's happening at the interior as well. Just late Wednesday evening, the Washington Post reported that ICE deported illegal aliens at the slowest rate in the history of ICE during the month of April. And so the Biden administration is dragging its feet at best and almost closing down at worst the operations at the border to keep our borders safe, as well as to deport individuals who are in the country illegally.
Right. So let's be clear about that. We have the largest number of illegals coming in and the smallest number going out ever on both accounts. I mean, you cannot run it this way. It is a disaster. It's by design because they can't possibly be that stupid. So it is by design. You have to assume that. But the problem they're facing is a year from now, there's going to be a heavy price to pay. And the Democrats are going to get tossed out. There are 46 vulnerable seats. They'll lose 80 seats if this continues. They will lose 80. Say it again, 80. What do you think?
Well, they're already reporting now on the growing number of Democrats that are announcing retirements in the House. I think you're right that pace is going to accelerate as the reality at the border manifests itself even more openly. And the fact that when you put together the border crisis, the slowdown in deportations, it just as an aside, in March, in an op-ed I did, was published in a paper here in Washington, D.C., I said this was going to happen. Since the Biden administration wasn't able to end deportations during that 100-day period of time, they were going to slow down. That's exactly what they did, what they've done. And you add all of this with the quadrupling of refugees that are going to be allowed into the country as a result of a recent Biden move, you're exactly right. The country is going to most likely show their discontent at the ballot box.
No question. And I'm looking at some of the folks that are leaving. Sherry Bustos, the latest to announce her resignation. She did that just a couple of days ago from Illinois. And a lot of these retirements are coming in those swing districts. And to read the national news media, well, this could really take away the majority for the House Democrats. Well, the House Democrats lost in the census, although I think that it's pretty clear that the Democrats were able to get their thumb on the scale of the census. New York should have lost two seats. Somehow they lost only one. And this is from the December estimates until the final numbers. Texas should have picked up three seats. Florida should have picked up two. Rhode Island should have lost one. New York should have lost two. None of those things happened. I think there should be a reevaluation of what actually happened with the census. That's one thing. But that notwithstanding, the Republicans are plus five on the census. You've got all of these Democrats fleeing because they know they're going to get crushed if they run for reelection because of all this garbage being put forth by Dopey Joe. But will it be too late? A lot of people say, yeah, that's great, Steve, but, you know, so much damage will have been done by the time the Republicans get their hands back on the levers of power January 2023 that it could be too late. What do you think?
Well, there's no question that the Democrats are taking their cues from the 1994 election and the 2010 election after a Democrat president came into power. They're trying to get as much as they can done in 2 years. I'm hopeful that the Senate will be able to stand in the way of much of this, but there's no telling what a Republican majority can do once they get back into power in Washington, D.C., and there's not really any constitutional remedy for this that probably won't be off the table.
So as we look forward then, can we fix the damage? I mean, that's the real question, people. Can we fix the damage that has been done by Dopey Joe and company? And I don't know what else to call him. I mean, I apologize. I realize he's the president of the United States, but he is completely untethered. I'll give you the last word. We've got about 20 seconds.
Well, I think they're hoping that we look at this as some type of missteps, Steve, that the president is doing. But I've concluded that it's not that's not the case. This is a planned effort. This is an effort that is being executed, I think, to a T, quite honestly, and no missteps are being taken by the Democrat administration, the Biden administration.
But they've lost their momentum, I guarantee you that. They're not talking about packing the court anymore. They're not talking about a lot of things because the momentum is gone. Congressman Hostetler, I've got to run. Greatly appreciate you as always. Thank you for being here.
Quick break. Thanks again, Steve.